Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for this day you make it as we come up the steps of Zion to stand before you, before the pillars of Boaz and Yakin. We come to stand in the midst of the living doorway. Today, we step through the door. Today, we step into the throne room of God. We step into the throne of grace. Today, we step our feet upon the path of life, undergirded by the blood of the everlasting covenant. Today, we thank you for the blood. And we have faith in this blood. We set our faith in this blood. Everyone said, I am sanctified, holy, spirit, soul, and body. I believe, I receive the sanctification, the cleansing, the washing. Oh, amen. We stand before your throne today. We receive the mercy that's emanating from you, the grace that's emanating from you, the strength that's emanating from you, the might that's emanating from you, the light that's emanating from you. We receive today grace. Everyone say grace, grace, and more grace. Today we step into this Jordan. Today we put off this old man and stamp him down. Today we shut the chest upon all that is old. Today we come and stand before your grace, the glory of your throne, the glory of your righteousness. And we step in today. Everyone, just step through. I want you to speak that. Today we step in. Today we are clothed in your righteousness. Today in you we live, we move, and we have our being. Today we receive the robe that's coming out from you. Today, we receive the grace that's coming out from you. Everyone say, I am found in you, not having my own righteousness. I'm found in you. Today, I'm whole and without blame. Before you in love, we put on your grace. We put on your exceeding great shield. We put on your glory. We put on the new robe coming out from you. I see a new robe coming out from you, white. Everyone say, I am worthy to receive. I receive by faith. Woo! Today, we are forever perfected in your righteousness. Today, we are crowned in your grace. Today, we take the wings of the great eagle up into the realm, the room of the Father of light. Father, good morning. Father, good morning. Father, our Father. Our Father. My Father. We run to you. Everyone say, we run. Clothe us today. Power. Love, sound mind, soundness of heart, dunamis power emanating, love emanating, soundness, security, wholeness, confidence, assurance emanating, every good gift emanating. Stand in the midst of His light and receive. Today we receive of Your goodness. We receive of Your mercy. It's Your good pleasure. I want you to stand in front of Him and say, Father, it's Your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. We receive the fullness of Your fullness. We are receiving of Your fullness. We are receiving of Your fullness. We are receiving today. The eye of my heart is being flooded with light, flooded with grace. Oh, here comes a river of grace. See, the feelings will catch up. Here comes a river of glory. Here comes a river of goodness, a river of mercy, a river of glory coming out from the Father of lights. We receive the life coming out from You. We receive the grace coming out from You. Today we are clothed in the atmosphere of life. Let there be life. Let there be glory. Let there be grace. Grace and more grace. Father, I feel covered in Your life today. I feel the strength emanating from You as You now are infusing us with dunamis, power. Father, strengthen us today corporately. Pour out a brand new wave of dunamis over the church. Pour out the dunamis that will cause us to cross the finish line. Dunamis to finish, Father. Dunamis to finish strong. Everyone say, I am strong in the Lord and the power of Your might. I receive the dunamis that Christ may stand up in me. Father, You do today exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond all that we ask, think, or imagine within our hearts. Father, You do greater than what we even see. Father, fill us with Your creative thought. Fill us with Your brilliant creative design for our future. Fill us with the future design. You have a plan of good and not evil to give us an expected future end. Fill us with those thoughts. Fill us with Your creative design. If You've numbered the hairs on our head, who can even do that? How much more are Your thoughts towards us as plenteous as the sand of the seashore? If the sanctuary alone were filled with sand, it would be billions and billions of little grains of sand representing Your thoughts towards each one of us. Your thoughts of love, Father. Your thoughts of mercy. Your thoughts of grace. Your thoughts of beauty. Creative design. Thoughts of healing and wholeness. Thoughts of blessing and multiplication, thoughts of family salvation, family inheritance, family in working together in the kingdom of God, thoughts and designs of a house that you have prepared to administer the crown to the nation. Thought of taking each one of us as priests and crowning us, literally setting us into the lineage of David and Solomon, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Setting us into the lineage of Christ, setting us upon his throne, crowning us, shifting and transforming us to royalty. You have thoughts, Father, of royalty towards us today. You have already raised us up together. You have already made us sit together. Everyone say, I am royalty. I am raised together. As I ascend into the stairwell, today we receive the royalty, vestures of royalty, vestures of honor. Take off all dishonor now. Take off all reproach. Lay it all down. Lay every thought of the past down. Lay every failure down. Lay every shortcoming down. Lay every former image down. Lay unworthiness down. Today, hold your head up. You are an heir and an heiress of the Most High God. You are royalty. I am. Say, I am royalty. I am royalty. I receive the royal vestures. I receive the honor as Christ was raised into glory and honor. The word says he was crowned with glory and honor. Today I enter into the crown of honor. I enter into the crown of glory. I enter into the crown, whoa, of royalty. Somebody moved right in. I enter into the crown of dominion. You make me to have dominion. I enter into the glory of the crown, the royalty of the crown, the dominion of the crown. Oh, the honor of the crown. We put on honor. We put on royalty. I put on dominion. Woo! I am raised together. I am joined. Heir to the crown. Joint. Say it. Heir. I am joint. Heir. I join into the inheritance. I join into your marvelous light. I join into your marvelous grace. Translated out of the darkness into see if you just keep speaking and see what you're saying. Feelings will follow and you'll be clothed. You're not even in the same atmosphere you were in 15 minutes ago. There was a weary atmosphere, but now you're feeling strong. Now you can feel the grace. Why? Because you're activating. You're churning the butter. You're activating, stirring the waters. I see the multitude of angels swirling around, swirled ministering flames of fire, swirling around. I feel grace. Everyone say, I feel glory. I feel honor. I feel royalty. I feel strength, might. I feel blessed. I am blessed. All the spiritual blessings in the heavenly realm, I sit down into the midst of the seat of inheritance. I sit down into the seat of the overcomer. Today, we receive the crown. You have set the crown of upon our head. We enter in to joint union with you and the seven spirits of God. We stand in the midst of the glory. We stand in the midst. We sit down into all things. Say, all things are under my feet. It's very important that you get clothed in this realm before trying to administrate faith in the earth. The more you get here, the more you enter into, the more you unionize into your inheritance as joint heir, the more authority you will have in the earth, the more effectiveness you'll have in faith. Today we sit down in the midst of the seven spirits of God. Today we sit down in the midst of the seven eyes of the omnipresent omniscience. We sit down into the midst of the seven horns of dominion. Today it is finished. Whatever you're believing for, know it is finished here. See, it is finished here. See the completion. See your holding. See the crowning. See the dominion. See, he has already spoken it over you. He has already completed it. It is already done. Even the crown we represent was already spoken as completed. He would bring out the final crowning stone and we would shout grace, grace to the mountain. Despise not the day of the small beginning, for your eyes will rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of our Zerubbabel King with those seven eyes that go to and fro the whole earth. It is already been spoken. It would be poured out. It has already been spoken. It would come out. It has already been spoken that you would open the house to the Latter-day Church. You would crown the church. It was already recorded as finished. It was already spoken as finished. It was already seen as completed. It was already witnessed in an eyewitness state as done. Thy will is finished. Now today, we're going to stand down into that land of Peniel like Jacob did. We're going to go down and stand down and make our stand and not be moved. We're going to stand in the realm of the earth. And all until all this realm touches down, we will not let go. Make that decision of faith. I will not let go until you bless me. Oh, I know what he wants us to do. We're going to stand out in the earth today and we're going to receive that blessing. We're going to receive all that it represents. We're going to see it manifesting. We're going to see the transformation. We're going to see the changing of the name. We're going to see those blessings come over us. We're going to perambulate that Jacob blessing today. Today, we're already blessed here with all the spiritual blessings. It was already finished. Now we stand down, we come down that plumb line today as we descend down the plumb line of heaven. We stand down into the earth realm. We stand in the midst of the realm. We stand right in the midst of the Father's house. We stand in the land that we have been led to. Penuel, the land of face to face with God. We sit down in this altar. We stand down in the realm of the earth. We step into this jurisdiction. I touch the carpet. I touch the stairs. I want to be in the earth now, because I want that kingdom to come down here. Now we turn our face to heaven and say, we will not let go till thou come and bless us. For you said that you're a wall. Now repeat, you are a wall of fire and the glory in our midst. Everyone say, I am the temple of a living God. As God has said, I will walk in you, dwell with you in the earth. Woo! I and my Father will make our abode with you in the earth. Lift up your head, O you gates. Lift up your head, you everlasting doors. And now the King of Glory shall come in to where you are. Lord, we have been with you and kept your words where you are. As you are in the Father, we are in you. Now, Father, we are asking thy will be manifested, demonstrated in the earth, the oneness that as Christ is in us, you are in Christ. And you perfect this oneness by dwelling with us here in the earth. We keep this word, the bless, the great bless, the first blessing is God. Everyone say, God is with me in the earth. Literally. See the glory over Moses' tabernacle. See the glory on Solomon's temple. He walked right into the glory. That glory. See the glory that was upon Christ in the Mount of Transfiguration, where the Father came down and stood with him in the earth, foreshadowing the dwelling of God is with men. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. Emmanuel, God is with us. You are with us. Today, we see the mass transformation, the changing of the name, the changing of the identity from priest to king. From priest, we see the crown coming out from the heavens. We see the seven spirits of God. We now as kings do joy in your strength and in your salvation. We do greatly rejoice, for we see that you have given us of our heart's desire. And you have not withholden the request of our lips. For you have come out now where we are. Say, you've come out where I am. With a blessing of goodness. To set the crown of pure gold upon my head. I will be done. Overshadowing, overlaying, superimposing the will of God completed in the heavens, superimposing His will over my life, over my family, over this house, over, see the superimposition, the glory coming over, the overshadowing like Mary, the overshadowing like Moses, the overshadowing like Paul, the overshadowing like Christ. I see the overshadowing coming around. I see the great seven spirits of God that was brooding over the earth now. Not only is he brooding over, I see the overshadowing of the glory like an umbrella. The overshadowing, I see the arrival, the imminent arrival of the crown, the imminent arrival bringing it out. We shout grace, grace. Today we rejoice to see the plumb line coming out. We see the overshadowing suddenly. I see our identity is transforming under the authority, under the dominion, under the omnipresent omniscience of the crown. Suddenly, you're speaking. You're moving. The blessing of God is with our children, with our seed. It is upon our seed, it is upon our spiritual seed, upon our natural seed. The blessing of God is with us. Now it's moving into our seed. Now our seed is suddenly blessed. Our seed is suddenly saved. They're suddenly brought into the alignment as the plumb line is aligning our seed into the governing, overshadowing, superimposing the will of heaven over our seed, imposing the will of God. Our whole household would be saved. We are of the Abrahamic order. Our seed is blessed. Our seed is walking in divine union with God. Now, Father, I thank you according to this blessing. You encounter our seed as you did with Isaac, as you did with Jacob. You open the heavens over our seed as you did with Isaac, as you did with Jacob. We are Abraham's seed. Suddenly you're encountering angelic encounter. As it was with Jacob, so it is with our seed. As the angels ascending and descending upon us, upon our seed, upon our children today, suddenly I see their transformation. Suddenly I see the encountering of angels. I see the transformation. I see the plumb line aligning them into the kingdom of God. I have promised mine and my whole household will be sozoed. Woo! Saved. Whole. Delivered. Filled. Full. I see your glory over us as the blessing has come upon us. The favor of God upon our generations for 1,000 years. The favor of God moving through us now, clothing us in royalty in the earth, clothing us in favor in the earth, clothing us in honor. You multiply. Now is the day of multiplication. Out from our loins will flow a mighty river. Out from our loins, a global church will come forth. The crowning of a global church. Out from our loins. The seven spirits of God will run into the four corners of the earth. As you overshadow us today, we are suddenly made possessors of heaven, and now we are, it would say, I am a possessor in the earth. I am a possessor. Suri Ninian. Now just for a moment, walk out in your promise. Walk out in your inheritance. walk out into the desire of your heart. Walk out as if that blessing has already arrived. Walk out as if you have already been crowned. Walk out in the glory, the dominion, the omnipresent omniscience. Walk out in the 7 inheritances that are now upon you, with you. Walk out in favor now, suddenly favor. Walk out. Say, Father, I see that you have given. Now say what he gave you. Say what you see. Say the first image that comes into your heart. Speak it. Move into it. Some of you want to move into full-time ministry. Say it. See it. Some of you want to move into the new business. Say it. See it. Some of you want to move into the divine health. Say it. See it. Some of you want to move into marriage. Say it. See it. Sorim rindias. I see, I see, I see. And then say, I see the king's table that's been spread. I see the oil. You anoint this my head with oil. You spread a table. Walk right in the midst of that circumstance. He spreads a table you before you right in the midst of your enemy. A table of oil, wine, bread, meat. Table that anointest my head with oil here in the earth. You anointest my head with oil. I hear the Spirit, Lord, time to start moving in this dimension. If you have one image, you keep saying and seeing, I see that you have given. Father, help them step out into faith. Help them all step out into desire. Help them step out into promise. Step out and live in the realm of promise. Live in the realm of the finish. Promise. Help them perambulate. Walk with us as we walk out in you. I can do this. It's time for us to do this. To initiate, Father, to initiate. Let the initiation of perambulation in this house set faith. Set the faith project within our heart today. For the kingdom of God to move into the earth as it is in heaven. Just keep doing that for a minute. When you step in, no, there's no turning back. You stand out there till God shows up. Guria.
Blessing, the blessing song. 1, 1, 1, 5. Capital.
Thank you.